Blog Talk Radio.
Hiya, Nidala, what? Hiya, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wake up. Yes, yes, my people, my brothers and sisters of celestial energy. I just need just to say this here. This carbon construct that we have on our body called melanin. All right. Remember, it's made up of crystals, minerals, and metals. Okay? Each one of you are responsible for your own vibrations. I'm not responsible for your vibrations. You are. I'm not responsible for your ascension. You are. I'm not responsible for you taking yourself to a higher level. You are. I'm a guide. I'll lead you in the right direction. That's what a leader does. A leader leads you in the right direction. Don't give you false hope and false information. The leader leads you in the right direction. It's up to you to go in that direction where you're led. This carbon construct called melanin is designed to vibrate at levels far past what we have been taught. It's all through your meditation. It's all through the music that you listen to. You understand that the water that's in us is totally different from the water in other beings who do not possess this melanin construct, because the water that's within us is a plasmatic photon energy. Okay? That's why it's important for us to eat nothing but nature. Even though they might have GMOs, we have to eat the double amount of the GMOs, and then we have to, you know, do our copper and, you know, drink our different teas or whatever just to kill off whatever negative stuff that's in the vegetation, all right? But it's important for each one of us to vibrate, to cause our own vibrations, all right? You are responsible for your vibrations. You are responsible for your frequencies, all right? I stopped listening to the secular music, what they call secular, which is designed to get your emotions up, like Cardi B and R. Kelly and Mary J. You know, it's useless sitting up thinking about, oh, I wonder if they love me. Oh, I wonder if they want to have sex with me. Oh, how much money I'm going to get. Oh, I'm tired of this person here. I want to whoop their ass. You know, this is what this music does. So what do I listen to? I listen to epic music. I listen to angelic frequencies. You know, I listen to different frequencies that are all throughout, you know, YouTube. You know, they have the different frequencies. You can listen to all different types of frequencies. You know, I listen to classical music. I listen to jazz, instrumental stuff. All right. One thing that we are missing in our life is the F tone. That's why I listen to the epic music, because the epic music has the trumpets in there, that F tone. We miss the F tone. The F tone trumpet sound is that tone that takes you to a higher vibrational energy. Okay? So it's about us building ourselves up. This is why we don't need to be concerned about the reparations and what Trump think and some wall and voting and, you know, all this. It's all garbage. We're being fed garbage, and a lot of us are running behind the garbage trying to pick up the garbage and find jewels in the garbage when it's nothing but garbage. You can't find any jewels in a pile of nothing but rubbish. All of your jewels within you, all of your precious, priceless things that you need are within you. There's nothing on the outside of you that's going to bring you any type of power. Everything is on the inside of you. All right? Understand where I'm coming from. There's nothing on the outside of you that's going to bring you power. Everything is on the inside of you. Everything is all about you. It's all about you and your vibrations. It's all about you and your frequencies. That's why it's important for you to go into your meditative status so that you can meditate on a much higher level and take yourself to a level of power and energy where no one understands. Right now, I'm vibrating like crazy. You can feel the vibrations. You can feel it all over you. You can taste it. It's like a constant electrical surge just all over you. Feel your hair tingling. Your hair tingling and all, that's your vibration. All right? You can feel your hair tingling. You can feel the energy moving all around you. Sometimes it feel like wind. All right? Sometimes you can just be walking around and you can just hear music just out of the blue. That music that you hear, nothing but vibrations. That's all they are. That's all they are. This music is nothing but vibrations. It's energy, frequencies. So it's up to you. You sit in your meditation. You're trying to get to a higher level of thinking. You go into meditation. Now you study within yourself. All right? Then you got this whole internal networking system. These hand devices called cell phones. I call them hand devices. All right? And you use them and you can tag in and look up information, ancient information. And even though you're going to get a bunch of lies, you just have to pick out, you know, read in between the lies. All right? Read in between the lines so that you can understand the information that you're receiving. All right? So it's up to us to raise our vibrations and our frequencies. We are responsible for ourselves. I'm not responsible for you. I can only lead you in the right direction. You're responsible for yourself. You're responsible. You know, and you know, people, someone said, oh, you know, want to call me a prophet or whatever. No, I'm just I lead you. You ask for a leader. You ask for someone to guide you, you know, and I'll lead you. And I'll guide you in the right direction. But it's up to you to go into that direction where you live. All right? It's up to you to be creative with your meditation. It's up to you to be creative with listening to your frequencies. It's up to you to be creative in everything that you do. All right? It's up to you to seek out how to build and create these massive structures, or they don't have to be massive. But it's up to you to seek out and build, seek out a different ways to build and create technology. I'm all on YouTube, and I'm seeing these orc beings just creating stuff. And what are we doing? You can't find us doing nothing, you know, that's creating anything, because all our brothers and sisters are out here playing basketball. I saw a video with just one brother talking about how he can make his own credit cards and how he making money or whatever. You know, we can't get ourselves to grow because we're too busy running off the illusions instead of being who our ancestors were. We're steadily trying to be who our enemies are. And this is what's killing our people. This is what's taking our people down. This is what's trotting down on our frequencies and vibrations. So you're responsible for your own frequencies. You're responsible for your own vibrations. You're responsible for what you put in your mouth. You're responsible for what you listen to. You're responsible for your discipline. You're responsible for your own supervision. Just like you're responsible for your children, too, because you have to lead your children in the right direction. Okay? So it's highly important that we take ourselves to higher levels of thinking, of doing, of knowing, you know, pulling in that ancient knowledge, pulling in that ancient wisdom, all right? Knowing what your place is in the cosmos, all right? All this stuff is important, all of it, because what's gonna happen is as this energy begins to rise on the planet, your level of knowledge is going to increase. Now you're going to have to know how to execute what comes to you. Because like I said, each one of us individually are responsible for everything. The execution of the information that we get, we're responsible for the pulling in of the information. You know, you can't just have someone tell you all the time, you got to do this on your own. It's like you have your teachers. Your teachers say, okay, I'm going to give you this right here, but you must study further. All right? I give you this information, but you must study further. And if you don't study further, then when your life test come, you won't be able to pass the life test. All right? This is important. And then the leaders, those who follow the leaders, they become leaders. See, that's the whole deal, to make everyone leaders. Not just have a bunch of followers, but just have everyone have leaders. You are your own responsibility. You're responsible for your vibrations and frequencies. Let's raise your vibrations and frequencies. Use the OM. Use the different methods of meditation. Practice your Tai Chi. Do your yoga. Exercise. You know, you're responsible for your health. You're responsible for everything that you know today. I can only lead you to the door. It's up to you to open it up. That's what Morpheus, king of the dream world, said. That's who Morpheus is. Morpheus in the Matrix is king of the dream world. That's what Morpheus said. He said, he told Neo, I can only lead you to the door, but it's up to you to open it. All right? And it's up to you to open that door. And it's up to you to go through. That's why we have the mass meditations. Guide you to the door, to these doors, and guide you in these directions. But it's only up to you to go through that door, just like the door to your heart. We did that last mass meditation. All right? It was up to you to open up that door. If you didn't open up that door, then you weren't going nowhere. You weren't tapping into anything. All of you who felt the cool air, the coldness, all of you that felt the heat, you tapped into yourself. All right? You went into the innermost parts of you. So it's important that we, that you understand that you're responsible for your own frequencies and your own vibrations. This is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to vibrate on a higher level. No one else can vibrate for you. I can't vibrate for you. I can only vibrate for me. But my vibrations can affect you and help you to focus and be on a much higher level. All right? My vibrations can assist you, but I can't vibrate for you. All right? I can't move you to a higher level. You have to move you to a higher level. All the naysayers who want to come on this channel here and talk this and this and that, and I haven't seen you doing this, and I need 100% proof, you know. And I call him out, Tony Duffy, like that brother Tony Duffy, if he's really a brother. I need 100% proof. But the problem is what are you doing, Tony Duffy? What are you doing? Are you raising your vibrations and frequencies? Are you going on a higher level of thinking? Why you want to criticize me? Why you want to try to down-talk me? Are you going on a higher level of thinking? Are you moving into different levels, different dimensions and paradigms? Are you listening to the right frequencies, the right sounds? Each one of us is responsible for our own lives and those who are under us that we call children. You're responsible for your own frequencies. You're responsible for your own vibrations. You are your own responsibility. All I can do is just show you the way. and I lead by example. I'm very disciplined in everything that I do. Anyone who knows me in my personal life will tell you I'm a very disciplined person. And they'll never find me. You'll never find me out in a club. You'll never find me somewhere acting stupid. And if you see me in a club, you're going to see me spitting knowledge, because I ain't got time to be sitting around with people acting stupid. All right? If you see me, you're going to see me spitting knowledge. That's what you're going to see. So it's important that we become more disciplined and raise ourselves to higher levels. All right? And the more we do this individually, all right, the more we do this individually, the closer it brings all of us together, which means it raises the energy and vibrations of our planet. That's why we have to take out time to meditate. Some of you say, well, you know, I go into meditation and I fall asleep. Well, you need to stand up. Stand up in your meditation. Put your palms to your side. All right? Like, for instance, here. Let me see if I can do this right here. Your meditation, you want to be like this right here. All right? You can't go to sleep this way. And you focus. All right? And your thoughts are to be on a level of on a cosmic level, where you're saying, I pull in ancients of the ancients, tapping into all my past lives, tapping into cosmic frequencies. I'm tapping into hyper-powerful vibrations. I'm tapping into the mind of the cosmos, tapping into the heart of the cosmos, pulling in the vibrational energies of the force of nature. These are the things that you think, all right? So this is how you will stand in your meditation, all right? And this will help you not to fall asleep when you go into meditation, so you can stand, all right, for a little bit, all right? And that little standing will help you to increase your frequencies and your vibrations. You're your own responsibility, okay? That's it. You're your own responsibility. And it's important that we see ourselves as our own responsibility. And don't put it on anyone else. All right? So let's get our frequencies and vibrations together. Because with your higher frequencies and vibrations is higher knowledge. And this higher knowledge is creativity. It's conductivity. All right? That's what's in your higher knowledge. How do I vibrate at a higher level? And as we raise our vibrations, you can feel it all in your cheeks and in your neck and all over your ether, your melanin. You can feel it all over your skin. You can feel it all over you. This is vibranium, because this melanin vibrates. And what you put inside of you will help you to vibrate even higher. All right, my people? So that's all I got for right now. You're responsible for your own self. All of us are. All right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all.
Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Affirm yourself. I feel love within me. I feel love all around me. Every day, I am becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to myself. I appreciate my love. I value my life. I accept myself for who I am. I am divine love and radiant light. I vibrate pure love. I vibrate radiant light. My thoughts and desires are in harmony with universal love. I love myself unconditionally. There is nothing that I lack. I am beautiful inside and out. I am attractive. I am abundant. I am rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. I am self-nurturing. I am self-caring. I am self-loving. The better I take care of myself, the more help I can offer to others. My love includes all. My love embraces all. I open my heart and release grief. I open my heart and release resentment. I open my heart and release judgment. I open my heart and release jealousy. I believe in forgiveness. I practice forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive all. I refuse to live my life with a heavy heart. I have love for all. I forgive all. I enjoy time alone. I enjoy time with others. I live a life of balance and freedom. My life is in harmony with all life. I am free from fear. I am free in love. Love is my language. Love is my breath. Love is my life. I love myself. I love my breath. I love my life. I am love eternal. I am love divine. I am love here. I am love now. I am love. Inhale. Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Love is within you. Love is around you. Every day, dedicate yourself to becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to yourself. Appreciate life. Value life. Accept yourself for who you are. You are divine love and radiant light. Vibrate pure love. Vibrate radiant light. Align your thoughts and desires with the harmony of universal love. Love yourself unconditionally. There is nothing that you lack. You are beautiful inside and out. You are attractive. You are abundant. You are rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. Nurture yourself. Care for yourself. Love yourself. The more you take care of yourself, the more help you can offer others. Include all in your love. Embrace all in your love. Open your heart and release grief. Open your heart and release resentment. Open your heart and release judgment. Open your heart and release jealousy. Believe in forgiveness. Practice forgiveness. Refuse to live your life with a heavy heart. Forgive yourself. Forgive all. Enjoy time alone. Enjoy time with others. Live a life of balance and freedom. Free yourself from fear. Free your soul in love. Let love be your language. Love is your breath. Love is your life. Love your breath. Love your life. You are love eternal. You are love divine. You are love here. You are loved now. You are love. Be love here. Be love now. You are love.
People who are in a certain state of sadhana.
Last two of the four foundational metaphysical elements that produce physical life. Those four foundational elements are Shu, Knut, Ev, and Nut. African spiritual science is very precise when expressing these ideas. The myths are a very elegant symbolic means to teach the science. The basis of the science, and therefore the myth, is numbers or universal mathematical formulas. Myth states that Nut begets the water of heaven and the fire of earth. Are then called Nut, the sky, and Geb, which is earth. Egyptian myth of the Grand Enid is the technical analysis of everything that occurred at the moment of creation and all the fundamental elements that created the material world, beginning with the abstract theory of how God, or Atum, came into existence as the creator. According to the ancient African science, in order for the material world to come into existence, these primordial elements must be split from each other. Shu, in the function of his secret name, Re, separates Nut and Geb from each other. You will see this depiction of Shu with arms raised, creating the void, separating Nut and Geb. Nut and Geb are actually Tefnut as the primordial fire in her next more complex phase, coming closer still to materialization. This is all occurring simultaneously at the Big Bang. Just as Atum became Shu and Tefnut, Tefnut, with the help of her twin Shu, becomes Geb and Nut. But the properties of Shu and Tefnut don't disappear. They simply formulate into something different, but with their elements as the foundation of what the next phase becomes. It could be analogous to taking bacon flour to create cookies or a cake. No matter what you make from the flour, it's still the foundation of the new creation. No matter what is created in the universe, at the foundation is the properties of God that becomes the next phase of creation. The ancient Africans and other indigenous people always had a profound respect for everything in nature because they all had the philosophy that...
Okay, guys, this is crazy. I've got to share with you.
Every natural thing is God in another form. This is also why the ancients would state, know thyself and you will know God. And it was a natural progression for them to see themselves as God in another form. They would say that you are a god or goddess in human form. Within everyone is a spark of light that is the creator. It wasn't being arrogant. It was simply the logical progression of the science. You will notice in the hierarchy of the Grand Enid that there seems to be something missing between Newt and Geb. As if there should be a third aspect on that level. Well, there is. That third aspect is how Shu must act as a separator for Geb and Newt while they were qualitatively and functionally an aspect of Tefnut. So Shu, Tefnut, Geb, and Newt were actually symbolic representations of the four essential elements of creation. Air or spirit is Shu, Tefnut, fire, Newt, water, and Geb, earth. Each element is fundamental to creation. I must caution you to not take these elements literal. They are only metaphors. They have even more complex aspects that I'm not going to bog you down with here. Through their complexities, these elements are always connected and interacting with each other. You can't single out their components in nature. They're mothers and fathers of entire lines of natures or parts of nature on earth. I can talk or write about them in a linear fashion, but they are always simultaneously interacting. Now, we still have some more to go. The Enid is one small aspect of the ancient Semitic science that is biblical gospels. The Bible is a fringe aspect of this ancient spiritual science. This is not the end of the video. But if you're enjoying this knowledge, you can go over to my website at the end for more at www.kemeticcenteredliving.com. In my blog and e-courses, I give you the book references and documentation of this knowledge so that you can research it further for yourself. Now, my e-courses go much deeper. I connect the dots to the Bible because it has kept so many of us in mental bondage, and I want to help break the chain for anyone that's been affected. I love studying, learning, and sharing what I learned with you. I would definitely appreciate the support and any donations you're willing to give. Please like the video, subscribe for updates, and share with others. But let's keep going, because I'm about to blow your mind with what I have coming next. Now, if you watch the first two videos of this series on iTunes and Shu and Tefnut, then you've gotten a basic understanding of the ancient African science of creation. These myths have been told orally for over 10,000 years or more. Now, let's look at where the African spiritual science shows up in the Bible. This is fascinating for me. The books don't always make the connections, but the way I'm wired helps me make these connections that I love sharing with you. So, the Kemetic science shows up in Genesis chapter 1. I'm using the NIV version of the Bible. The Genesis chapter 1 story is the first of two creation stories in Genesis. I didn't know that there were two creation stories when I was a Christian. The Genesis chapter 1 story is the younger of the two stories and was written around the 6th century BCE, according to Bible scholars. That's approximately 600 years before Christianity. The Bible story starts at chapter 1, verse 1, and ends at chapter 2, verse 3. I'm not going to go over the whole story, just the parts that connect the Enid to the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 states, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." God is referring to Atum. Except there's no reference to how God came into being through masturbation. That would have meant expressing sexual language. In the early development of Catholicism, relating anything sexual to God became taboo. It still is today for many. So any major component of expressing any creative act in African spiritual science science was removed within Catholicism. I must make a side note here to help you understand the unspoken wisdom contained within the story about Atum masturbating. The wisdom is not in the action of masturbation. It's understanding the emotion of joy and ecstasy of the orgasm that masturbation caused. The wisdom is that you, like God, must create anything in life from your joy and passion. God created the universe through joy and passion. You are a god or goddess in human form, and when you're having fun being authentically you, doing what you love and following your joy, then life is amazing. If you hate getting up in the morning going to your job, then you are doing the opposite of living through your joy. When people get stuck on the story and the myth, they miss the wisdom of the metaphors. By leaving out the part on masturbation, the church robbed us of the wisdom. By making the allegories literal, the church robbed humanity of the wisdom they could gain from spontaneous, intuitive insight. Okay, back to the Genesis story. Now, verse 2 has a reference to Shu and Tefnut, where it states, "And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." Remember, Shu and Tefnut were twin fires that mirror and complement each other. Again, both were the elements of fire, the original cause and spirit. They were both born from the primordial waters of Nun. Therefore, as a logical progression, water was an aspect of both Shu and Tefnut. Now, I must caution you again not to take fire and water literal. They are metaphors to express the metaphysical elements of creation. Speaking in spiritual science terms, one of Shu's dominant qualities is dryness with the warmth of wet that makes air or spirit. But the wet of Tefnut must be added to manifest each other. This is getting into technical minutiae again, but I need to explain it only because it will make sense of the Bible creation in Genesis. But this gives you a glimpse into how intricate and complex the African spiritual science can be. Websites that just give you these simplistic definitions of Egyptian gods are robbing you of the richness and depth of the spiritual science. Now, verse 3 is a reference to the Netra's Ray and Her. I've not gone over these two yet, but I will tell you that Ray is the opposite of light, and Her, or Heru, is light that issued from the noon. I say ray is the opposite of light because it's the function of ray that will show up later in Genesis. Ray is not necessarily darkness, but its function is opposition or separating. That's the principle of another nature, but I will get into that another time. So God says, which is a metaphor for the logos or word, God says, let there be light. If God had to say, let there be light, we can assume that the opposite of light, okay? Of course. Chapter 1, verse 6 is a reference to Shu acting as his secret name of Ray. Verse 6 says, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water, which are aspects of Shu and Tefnut. Chapter 1, verse 7 says, so God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. The next part is really, again, technical minutiae concerning Shu and Tefnut, but I didn't want to get bogged down with giving you every single detail of the science. This video is meant to introduce you to the ancient African science and help you decode where Christianity got its biblical information. Why is it important to know that the Bible is stolen knowledge? Because Christianity taught all of us that the Bible and all that it teaches was a revelation from God. A revelation is defined as a surprising or previously unknown fact. Well, if this knowledge was in ancient Egypt and all over Africa thousands of years ago, then the Bible cannot quite... Back to the Genesis. Shu, as his functions of Ray, have to separate Yet and Nun, who are aspects of Tefnut, before they come.
Do me a favor, you come on and use the song. There's a lot of background noise.
Okay, yeah.
I'm into existence. So technically speaking, it was Tefnut that was separated. But the qualities and functions within Tefnut became the functions of Geb and Nut as spirit descended closer to materializing. Notice Tefnut and Nut share parts of names. That's by design, not by accident. Chapter 1, verse 6, and then 9 explains to you the science I just expressed. So verse 9 states, let the water under the sky be gathered into one place and let the dry ground appear. This is Geb being expressed as material or matter, not literal earth. An interesting side note here is that Geb equates to Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus in the Bible. Now, you have to know that all feminine natures like Nut become the environment that any part of nature is formed within. In other words, Nut becomes the sky or environment that contains the stars and the planets, not just Earth. That's why she's called the goddess of the sky. So now we have the four foundational elements of all creation connected to the Bible. The Genesis story goes on, and I can tell you that there are a lot more hidden coded references to the ancient Kemetic science. But I'm going to stop here, or I could go on forever. Now, if you don't understand the ancient spiritual science and the numerology, you will think that the mythological story is the information that you are supposed to learn, and the wisdom that can be gained is lost. If you don't know the foundation of the Bible is from the ancient Egyptian mythology, then you will accept the belief that the Bible is a revelation from God and a historical record. The fact is, guys, there is deeper knowledge information that you can gain from expanding beyond these ideas. It's fascinating. There is knowledge about the soul, past lives, soul contracts, and other metaphysical knowledge that will empower you and keep you loving and enjoying living life. What I'm attempting to do is to take the shroud of ignorance off the Bible so that the consciousness of humanity can grow and expand into the bigger, more existentially gratifying concepts. We have to quit fighting each other over the myths and get to the depth of what the myths are expressing so that humanity can grow. This is the end. Thank you for watching. Please like the video, subscribe to my channel, and share this with others you know. My name is Reginald Martin, and I am the founder of Kemetic Centered Living at www.kemeticcenteredliving.com.
All right. This is a journey of empowerment.
Okay.
Together.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty to you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Hanson Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Tubu the Seven Oracle, and as you guys always, for us, to grow. And as you guys always know, I am joined with Eternal El Bay. I'm trying to find a song real quick. So that gives us about 4 minutes to prepare. Dang, I wish I... yeah, let's do this. All right, guys, we're coming after this.
Love and happiness. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast of Motivational Classroom. Motivational Classroom has been long running, so thank you. Gratitude for everybody who has come through Motivational Classroom, and just gratitude to everybody, guys. Thank you again. All right, guys. I keep saying shoe and tut nut because I guess I have some type of resonance with that because every time I want to introduce this show, I always say that. But this is Net, the guy is N-U-T and Jeb. So Preparation, Olikun, and, you know, we talked about it. There is duality in these ancient gods. Eternal, I don't know if you missed it, but I actually mentioned something to you earlier. What happened before Egypt? That's something that I want to get into in 2023. You know what I'm saying? I want to focus on what happened before Egypt. But these are definitely great studies. and I definitely appreciate the Egyptian studies. I guess as we begin to unmask the levels of you, I'm starting to note that you start to see yourself in all of this. All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Eternal Royalty onto you.
Greetings. Peace.
Royalty,
how you feeling?
Royalty. I am just stressed.
Fresh. Yes,
you?
I respect.
Malika
Salam. Oh man, it's been one of them challenges, you know, and I feel like superhero got to be at his best. So I just feel best. Yeah, I feel best. I feel best at what Bastet gives us, the energy of knowing how to be calm even in the storm or the quiet storm. Sometimes it's restless. Storms are restless.
From my grandma.
Sometimes.
My grandmother, she said, what are you learning?
Okay, now.
All right.
Simmer or fire. Simmer or fire. what are we learning about cooking? Cooking is the same thing as Shu and Tefnut to learn about Nut and Geb. Nut and Geb will be the water and the fire. But between that, there's this earth, of course, that gives fire something to sit on, so that made it earth. This is where we get good get from. Now, when we talk about fire, fire is basically the midsection, so this is why we get Shu and Tefnut. Shu and Tefnut represents the after effect, what Nut and Geb basically created. And so when you hear about Nut, you hear the word Nut, Nu, Nun, Anu, Annie, Anansi, all those are connected to this Nu or Nut. Now you heard the word nut, just like you could be nutty, you know what I mean? G-N-U-G-N-O-T, not, also is connected to the nut. So you say donut, to do the nut energy. So how do you use your nut energy? Nut represents the rainbow. How do you see the seven chakras? And so when Nut was introduced, it was introduced like a wheel. And so a lot of people basically are learning now this same avenue of Nut being like a moon. And if we learn about a moon represents the death. And it has horns on this goddess like a bull. So now the a moon represents death, like they made Nut a representation of death. However, Nut does not represent death. It represents the resurrection after death. So it gets misconstrued on how our deities or how our gods all gets a displacement. And we don't know which one is which. So we'll say all of them are the same. So we'll say God is all of them. And then you're like, well, God is the foot, and you got the rest of the body to work with. So you're kind of like, okay, what? How long do I keep working on my feet? Just focus on the feet, and that's how you want to walk and everything. And so we're spiritually, mentally, and physically waking up to the other bodies that we didn't know we had an attachment to. And so Nut, yeah. Nut represents the nut that you got unscrewed from, and now you can screw it back on. See, it was screwing on and screwing off. That's how we talked about even masturbation. Like masturbation off, getting off of it. Yeah, it
hold
goes
on.
There.
You said something very powerful. You said the body getting acquainted with the body that we tested. Do you know that I can feel my other self breathing?
Right. Yeah, and you can actually talk to your other self. You can talk to the other self. You can actually, y'all can vibe on the same. This is what I was talking about in Doctor Strange. You got multi-levels, just like in Spider-Man. It was showing through Doctor Strange, he was showing you you're able to open up the other channels. Now, the reason why I went to Doctor Strange is because he was an elder. And because it went to him as an elder, he realized he wasn't an older. Now, at first, he started acting like an older with Peter Parker, and he was like, oh, you don't know nothing. Yet, at the same time, he had to realize He does know something. He knows about being present. And that's what's different about past and present people. And so we have to identify our present people just as much as our past people got to identify it. Because that's where the freezing, if you ever notice, people do a lot of freezing the brain mechanism to, like, say that they stored memory. So just like the Avengers with Captain America, if you go into Buzz Lightyear, they went in there too. Buzz Lightyear, he's doing a lot of brain freezing and coming back to the reality. That's how you're doing. With that brain freezing and coming back into reality is just basically saying you're 31, 32 megahertz, or not megahertz, your pulse, your frequency, your degrees. 31 degrees to 32 degrees, you change. And so when you say you're hearing your other being talking to you, is when you're able to tap into that frequency where you see the loop happening. So you actually get the, remember they always told you in movies where they said, if you run into your past self, make sure you don't talk to him or don't say nothing. You're going to freak him out, and then you're going to change the whole thing. Well, that's what's happening. You're able to talk to your other self in what we call that, the multi-universe. So now you can give yourself an ahead message. Sometimes it gets delayed because we threw it so far ahead that it was not grasped until after it happened. And then you'd be like, oh, that's why I said that to myself. These are the same things you do when you say, dang, I forgot something. Let me go back in the room because I forgot what that was. And then when you go back in the room, you're reminded. This is that same flip. You're being able to flip back into the world that you felt like you lost. It's not a losing. Everything basically is a point of re-grasping. There's really no loss in itself. The loss is with a T, right? That means it's now a time added on to it. Yet, in grace, you get mother, and then you get father, which is your pace, how much time it takes for you to, you know, put things in, put things out. Now, the only problem with between those two is the child. You have to still find your childlike ability. And that's where the nut and the geb coming into material world. Can you use your shoe, which is the fire, but a softer form of fire with the water, versus a tough nut, which it sounds like how you hear it, a tough nut energy. So tough nut gives you a harder, firmer energy. 3195. And when you're into learning your spiritual avenue, your inclinational point, you start to see where that works and how it manifests. And this is where the four becomes five. And so that's why you can do it now. Or you can put it aside. Just let it touch it. Like you. Yeah, like that. Thank you. When you think about how the four becomes five, there's an interaction. Dang it. I gotta start all over. There's an interaction that comes to the core. Whatever the core is, reaccord yourself. It's like a reoccurring. And that's what record does. Record is like going around like Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear had to do this through four, and it was saying 4 year round, but it changed the course. 4 years can double in ourselves. So when we think of four, oh yeah, you're on time. That's not. This is yours. In that 4 year term, you actually every 4 years you begin to become something bigger and better. The bigger and better you. Learning the past, and so that way you won't be stuck in the past.
Because there's,
you're learning.
I was moving.
That's okay. I'm done.
But there's a lot of background.
It's okay. I'm done now.
Okay.
I had a customer. I was trying to get the bag out of my hand.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Yeah. It was.
All right,
dang it, I'm multitasking. All right, so the four realm is the beginning of what I was talking about earlier about your corners. Nut and Geb represents the top and the bottom. Geb represents the flat form. Till you reach a platform, Geb is like an edge to everything. You know, the door, the window. This is also known as Bess. Bess being a cat gives you 9 lives, but you have to go through a 4 door. In order for you to go through a 4 door, you got to go through Sebek. And Sebek and Bess, two words, right? You hear the word Bess and you hear the word Beck and Sebek. So there's these words being put around us that formulates like an alligator or a crocodile, that when you open a mouth, just like your own mouth, this is where we get another experience of another deity named Khonsu. You bring the guardian of the counselors, and that's why Nut represents going into the realm of all the stars, all the constellational stars. So now you're going into like basically what we call the mystery house. And because of the father, known as before Nut came into existence, we called the word Ptah. If you heard the word Ptah, you also hear the word Pet. See, they created Pet, Petco. All these names are really familiar to us, Path, because Ptah is the connection to Anu. And Anu had a baby, and here comes Nut. So this is where Nut from Anu, or Annie. You hear the word Annie, Anu, Annie, or Anut. So Anuit, Anuit, Renuit, how you say renew? That re is renewal. So when you use re, R-E, the energy, you're speaking of Nut, just not knowing this is where the remembrance starts to kick in. So it's basically you going back to the bottom of the rotator, and you hear the word row, rotator, roll your boat. All that's going back into, you know, the aura, your oracle, your rainbow. That's why Nut represented the sky touching itself on the earth. Now, when the sky touched itself on the earth, it looked like a yoga posture. So a lot of us start picking that up and start doing that as a yoga posture. And that's how you connect back to your nut. Your nut. Not being nutty. Yet, even though being nutty, you also connect to nut. And you wouldn't know it because they say people are crazy, but they find their most intelligence while they're in their craziest moment. And we, of course, you know, on average, we don't think that way. Because we, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's even levels to nuts. It's even advanced to nuts for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is levels to masturbation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why we were getting to the sperm, how sperm represents an aspire. See, that's why, you know, father is spirit and mother is soul. And when you want to have a climax, you want to have an orgasm. You want to have a climax, that's just only a little bit. But when you want to have an orgasm, you're going to the highest point of where it's at. So, orgasmically, the energy. So, what we kind of missing right now is how to tap into what we call our sensual pleasures, not just sexual pleasure. We ran into sexual pleasure when we were young, when we first started learning about sex. Peace, brother. And when we learn about sex, it was just A to B. I know what women got, body parts, blah, blah, blah. And so we'll be in a same sense of the youngest mind think perverted. So the first thing we'll say is booty and you know, and other body parts, because we feel like that's the adult conversation. You know what I mean? Yet that's letting us know that if it was a fighter who was fighting, they wouldn't be talking about fighting all the time because they already been fighting. So why would he, you know what I mean? So it'd be the same way with somebody who works. They go in that same parallel world of how they work. Peace, brother. They go into the parallel world where if they working so much, they proud of their work, but now they ain't proud of nothing else. So just like a rapper becomes a rapist. He starts talking about, you know, how much sex he had and how many women he banged out and who he gonna do next. It's just like a car dealer. One who sells a car, how many cars he sold, how many cars he get ready to do next. It becomes a lifestyle after a while. So even shooting sperm is a lifestyle. Some of us decided that I'm gonna shoot off enough sperm. Like, they got a movie right now about a cat that's supposed to like got all these women pregnant. It's the same aspect. When you think about Newt and Geb represented the connection. Newt represented the connection for it got connected to. So when we think of Geb is that phallus, the rod that was picked up. But then when Newt actually happened to touch it or make connection, a baby started to formulate when there was supposed to be first a spiritual baby. Well, most of us as men, we're supposed to put these contracts out and say, look, we got to do a physical body baby first before we start having a spiritual body baby before we have a physical body baby. And if all those contracts aren't fulfilled, there's going to be some null and void that's going to end up happening in that physical body baby coming out. And that's how this Nut and Geb separates. And it's separated by what they said from Shu getting in between. Shu represents Sa, the feminine, and Hu, the masculine, with Shu being together, showing that it's a tough love that's happening right now. And in that tough love, I got to wedge it out because some of y'all are not tough as you think you are. Some of y'all, are a little bit stronger than you need to be. And there's that shoe and toughness ability. And this is why some of us basically separate during a child being born, because we might not have done it in the laws of nature. And the laws of nature showing you that attune is the baby. So if we're not attuning to the baby or toning to the baby, the contract that the baby's having, the contractions, these things that's happening, not only just in the physical, there's also the spiritual. And that's how you're able to talk to even the ancestors, because babies being born and people leaving the earth gives you this open door channeler to where if you like involve, you the one that you was a sperm donor, or you the woman with the baby, you start getting conversations out of this world that you don't know where it's coming from. Yet it's coming from something in the world. You just didn't, pond on that. And it makes you to a point where you got to concentrate on this or some detriments are coming towards you. And the detriments are the determination. How you discipline? Are you disciplined? You're not disciplined. And then there's people who would think you're disciplined and people who don't think you're disciplined. So there's the other, cliffhangers that comes along with this. Now everybody's knowing what's going on under the mystery house. So when Nut actually shows the stars, Nut represents everybody coming onto the stage of unity. Yet, not everybody's going to come up there because they feel like everybody ain't unified. That's where Geb comes in. Geb represents the material or the matter. Now, some of us got into the earthly way of thinking that we forgot about the water way of thinking. The water way of thinking is reflection. Not just saying reflection of what you do to me, I do to you. Nah, that's called retaliation. That's called vengeance. That's one level. So that is there. However, there's another level.
That's the
forgiveness.
Lowest level, right?
Right. And there's forgiveness. Sometimes we don't go back to the forgiveness part where the vengeance feels like revenge and avenge. Revenge and avenge. Now you're both gringing. That's basically the grudge that we get. And the grudge represents the child. The child now has the grudge energy. And we might say, oh, I ain't doing nothing. Oh, it's that person. Oh, it's not me. It's not. When you're doing the it's not you, you're still causing the shadow to have it. The shadow now has it. And we create a shadow, which is shadow. So you're creating a shade of yourself, and then you start acting shady, right? Slim Shady. There's different shades of the degrees that we call our complex and complexion. Complexion
is
your seven.
I have
seven.
A question.
Go ahead.
And I hear you, but you do that? Like, why do you do it? Because we all do it.
You said, why do it?
Why do we do it? We all do it. I'm just saying, is it a bad thing? Like, you think that our shadow is a bad thing?
Well, it's acceptable.
Is it a protective mechanism? I mean, what?
Yes.
Yes. I had a sister
say, I asked, I said, why are you not doing any yoga poses? And she was like, eternal, I just started doing yoga poses just now. It's been 40 years. And I said, why are you just now doing it? And she said, Eternal, I've been raped since I was young. I said, okay. Yes. So I asked her, I said, have you ever thought about self-doubt? And she said, I don't call it that. Yet what ended up doing to herself was she accepted it finally. She had to accept it. She had to accept it. I do have some self-doubt about myself. What we'll do is if I got raped, I'm not going to think of wanting to be in an area to get raped again. So now I got to do the stuff to downgrade my feeling of being raped. Like, wear less attractive colors. Say less things that don't make sense to people. Peace, brother. So that way, I'm not a part of the attraction now. I'm the camouflage. I'm the shadow. That's where you get shades from. We got 7 layers to our skin, so you can imagine. Eyes. Once you hear it, do you see it? Now ears, as you hear it, can you really see what you hear? And then nose, are you nosy? Or you don't want to know too much of it? Then mouth, are you going to speak about it? Or you ain't got enough breath to even breathe for yourself? In between world. So that's how you find out truth has Tefnut along with that. So it's like, you could be damned if you do. You also could be damned if you don't. Now, what's your residue? What's your residence? Because you're redefining yourself constantly. You're not the definition. That's what someone wrote down in the book. So when they wrote what you was in the book, that's pastness. That's not your present. So it makes sense of if you want to learn what your nut is, turn around nut, and you got twin. Add the silent E, and you got tune. You have to tune. Everyone has to tune themselves in. So it's a tuning fork. It's the tunnel. Going in the tunnel. Tune with the L. So the 3 levels of mind is in growing. So you know what grow is. Grow in. Grow up. Grow out. And how you gonna grow out is to grow through. Yep. Self-love, self-care. Yeah, from the scar. And it's okay to cry. Yeah, it's okay to cry. You haven't cried yet? It's because you haven't identified what's stuck in you as a shadow. And a shadow can overwork you if you don't know it. If you look at what I said about Dr. Strange, WandaVision had an ultra vision. And she kept using this robotic being to do her dirty work. When she really realized, after all of that was said and done, it was a sister who brought in all the worlds and collided. And now she see herself damaging the other self. And the children are like, what you doing to my mommy? They're like, oh, shoot, I am doing shoe and Tefnut. But she noticed that she wanted Nut and Geb, which is the mother and the father. And everyone has one. Everyone has a mother and a father ability. Now, the only problem is, will they grasp it as a child first? And then deliver it versus I'm the adult. And then say, I'm going to tell you what children are supposed to be doing. Children ain't going to be listening to you. Check out Thor at the end. Thor riding with the sister, and she got the windbreaker. He got the gamut. So you can see that he's letting her got her own power. He just there for the guidance. He ain't the one that's pushing the door open to get her to go through the door. She willing to walk through the door. He say, I got to get you to the door. That's all I got to do. Same thing as Ampu. Same thing as Learner and Pooh. They're giving you the enlightenment of look and get. So you can see shoot and toughness. Why did all of that become the first foundation to the ground? Before you know your etheric ability. Before you're going to know about Heru and how heroic Heru is when he connects back to Ra. Because it got Ra Heru. When I say Ra Heru, that's that vibration that a viper gets, right? When you know that left and R, the L and R is the same letter. We use it in Latin. We use it in French. We might have used it in other languages, but you'll find out R and L are basically the same. We just separated.
Just got it.
Exactly.
Hold on. It's a combination of energy that makes your vibration more powerful. That's what.
Exactly. And you're going to constantly run into it. You're going to constantly run into it. It's going to constantly remind you. It could be a grasshopper. And if you don't see the megahertz that's coming off of the grasshopper, sometimes you got to stop and pause for a second. Don't be like, oh, I'm afraid of a grasshopper. Don't keep doing that. That's like you love ignorance. Find out what the grasshopper megahertz are. It might be giving you a frequency you didn't even think about. That's why I came here. You was at a point where your frequency was at that high. And you said, God, where is you, God? And God went right by you.
God went right by you.
Said in the twinkle of an eye. So we got to see ourselves in that same instant of thought. Thought represents Tahuti. And Tahuti was the uncle to Heru. And he had to give Heru the knowledge of the eye of Uwajit. And the eye of Uwajit came out of Mut and Geb. Where does Geb show itself? Through the rod. Now, of course, they say rod of men.
M-I-N.
So the minute they said amen, they separated one from the rest of
them.
We got Amun Re. You're speaking of the Re to the Ra energy. So you got to know Re, your inside. Just like they got ER for the emergency. Just like a paint, be a painter, that's the ER. So that's the inside energy. So now you're going raw. Like you're saying raw. Why do you think martial arts use that?
Hi-ya!
You know, raw. Or hoorah. They're using the different concepts of militant. But this is your effort. This is your nook sound. This is your spherical energy coming out to make a connection to the earth. So the spherical energy is the dolphin. Like in the water, it's the sea god. So in the water, you got a dolphin that echoes. It hits something in the ground, and it can now parallel, not only parallel, it can magnify what's being parallel. So now, that's the difference between when we say a person got just electro energy, right? With just electricity, or the electrodes connected to the magnetic energy. So now, Mellotronic. We're talking about mellotronic energy. We're talking about something that can actually penetrate. Like, have you had somebody scream at the top of their lungs and break glass? or basically cut a head off just by talking to it in a high pitch. That's why it's definitely important for all of us to know about how your tone is when you're talking to people. What is the tone of when you're talking about people? And then is the tunnel where it's the lower vibration and that's all you want to give out for the people. If you are doing it, get to a point where you're coming back up. Because most people say, you dig me? You're like, okay, that's that. I get it. We're going back to the earth, but we got to get some heavenly stuff out of here. This is why I made it a point where separation started in church or separation started in religion, to make it sound like it's not what you already do normally or naturally. See, if you assign your shoe, it's only because you needed that shoe to tighten fit around your ankle. That's the same as religion.
I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
And what I mean by that, how did we get here? How did everything begin to so messed up? Not to blame for any generation, but how did
Well, the brother said earlier, it's about the masturbation, and it's about the knowing of the mushroom. The mushroom was the enlightenment of the brain. And because of the pores represents the same thing as mycelium. We don't know about a mycelium root because that was what spermata was. You got a spermatozone or the spirit coming from the pores. So we take a pores, a spirit, nut, was able to shoot out nut on the earth. So we were able to see without knowing that Adam brought towards the earth. And because of that, that's been a distorted conversation. We want to distort where nut and Geb had this experiment at. And we want to say either it's a man that did it, we want to say that it's mankind that did it, we want to say that a robot did it. Yes, sir. We want to say that the experiment is not us. Yet, the experiment is about us the whole time. So, a spermatozoa, looking at that as a kingdom. Some of us do not want to figure out what masturbation is. We do it argumentatively. We do it whether we're with a woman and she doesn't, you know, really agree with you. This is where we're having a master debate. Yet, it's mental, physical, and spiritual. She might be frustrated. Or you might be frustrated. We didn't get the message. We dealt with the massage. You know, the massage is basically getting on the table and actually having somebody touch you that hasn't done the sexual. That's why I said it's really important that we got to learn about massaging people. The messages get distorted. Then when we got the alcohol in it, there's definitely some distortion. And we're talking about blood type, the food that we eat, distorted the blood. So now the incoherence is also distorted. Which is going to be a reason why distortion is there. Which is going to be a reason why we kind of went away from all these deities as well. It's all on the wall. Everything we need to fix is fixed. We just choose not to.
Eternal, you can go ahead and keep teaching, but give me about 5 minutes. I'll be right back, okay?
All right. So what I mean by that is being that it's fixable. We have to look at what is the world doing for you, and then what are you doing for the world. Now, if you haven't started that, that's the reason why you feel like we're yet. It's a rotator. If you know how to rotate within a gradual pulse, being able to not take for so much, and then give more than what you took. Can people actually live that way? Yes. That's where you get shoe and Tesla. Now it gets to a point where the heat's so hot, it's overbearing. You're like, I need water. But you're on the earth. So now think about it. You already got water. There's moisture in the air. But now, because of the humidity, it changes the precipitation. So now the index is different. It's just like inside. If I don't put enough water in me, I'm going to be dehydrated. I'm going to start acting this way. Talking this way. Just being this way, period. So when you think of dry people, you got dry jokes, dry conversation. Look like they're having a dry life. This is that point of them being a tough nut for themselves. Where they say, I like being by myself. Seriously? How long you going to do that? So we know Shu is going to be to say, let's go into this area to make a connection. Oh, okay. We have some concern. But, you know, you just into yourself. Be more in tune with yourself. When you're more in tune, you'll find out what's there for you. You become a benefit in itself. So, knowing what your benefit is, like, Nut came out for a reason, because it was like bending towards the earth. So you can learn what earth, water, basically is abilities, and it's the opposition. So if you think about not just the zodiac, but one as a sign, use the opposition so that you have not only Pisces, you also have Virgo. So you say Pisces Virgo, you're using the opposition. You're using the sun and the moon versus just, oh, I'm just the sun. Think about it. You're doing 1 month of your sun? Because when your birthday pops up, it's not a whole month anyway. So you're sharing another zodiac sign. Let's just not be greedy about our sign. Start sharing your sign for everybody else. We might be missing what Nut was supposed to give us. Nut gave us a gathering, so we gathered around each other. It's not together, it's to gather. So that was like information, that was ramification. That was how you solidify your mind. Bigger?
Yeah, I'm back.
And if you can, okay. So if you think about raising conscience is what Nut and Geb was having the ability to do. And if you think about what their ability is to do, is to bring how to fire. Okay, 30 seconds. all right, cool.
So we're
going to end this right now. Huh? Say it again.
We have an hour left.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Nah, we got an hour left.
All right, so if you think about fire, what fire does to air, fire and air gives it a balance. And once you got enough air, fire gets bigger. But if you don't have enough moisture in the fire can't get no bigger than what the air allows. So now it can get dried out. So that depends on how much moisture is in the air. And that's where Shu gives that ability, the difference from Tesla. But Nut, you know, basically flares out the water, the moisture already on the earth, for Geb to now have an acceptance. And when that is an acceptance, Ra, whether it's a Ra form, R-A-H, R-A-W, even W-A-R, come on, bigger. When you use that ability, you find out that raw ability can now change. that raw ability can change once it's war split. So now you got to know how mindful or peaceful can you do it without having too much of a war. Is it worth it or worthless to fight? Because you'll find out a good fighter is one who don't fight everybody. You going to fight only the one that's worth fighting for. You want a bigger, I mean. But your the immunization, you've been immune to a lot of what you've been fighting a long time. I can't even make more. You're getting immune to what you can now tolerate. So if you look at Wolverine, he's another example of what they call the X-Factor. X-Factor represents you going into the factory of yourself. So once you see a factory of yourself, it's a new ability that you learn. And so those are the stages. Everyone has a stage that they're learning of stuff. When you get to a certain stage, you find out that the stages versus stage. Like, you can't stop right where you're at. If you stop where you're at, it's like you're like on the track and you're a train. Now you wait, people waiting on you to come to the end, and they're waiting to get off your train. So it's like, there's that other ability you have to now kick in. Don't just, okay, that's all the knowledge I got. That's all I need. That I'm good. You might want to go a little further. Because like I said, there's people still waiting on you. They're accountants. You're accountable already. Your spirit is already accountable. Your body is already accountable. You're a moving, walking vessel. So now how your movement is flowing, it's really up to your poetry. Remember, F is with a low energy. So we think of flow is also wolf backwards if you don't see it. So now, how do you utilize your own earth as well? Can it go to the highest part of the mountain? Is it one part of the earth start? Or is it three earths that you're using? When you think of the water, is it one water you're thinking about? Or the three waters that you're using? When you put the water, all three waters and all three earths together, you're making the actual six-pointed star, the Star of David, come back into existence to now have what we call a hexagonal DNA pop-up. That's why it's called DIN. E-N-D is also D-E-N. So when you're in the den or the garden or guardian, you're now coming into 4, 5, 6. So the reason why we were talking about Nit and Geb, that was the explanation just of 1 and 2. And that's not saying, you know, a gender. That's actually saying a principle. Learn your principles. And I'll help you with everything else. So you got inner and outer.
I'm here. Learn your principles. I have a question I have in that is,
sure.
How does the cycle of life tie into all of that?
Well, that's what I was saying. You got...
Wait. Cycles of life, is it... Because how we think of the cycles of life is like this universal thing of, you know, like what's happening now. The old world ended, the world's beginning, but that's external. But is it external or is it internal?
Okay, so you're seeing the three realms colliding. You're having the good, the bad, and the in-between. Now, if you said, oh, I got a bad foot, then what about your good foot? Now you're saying, oh, my good foot, I'm going to just use my good foot. You can't just use your good foot. You got to use your bad foot, too. So you're going to have to use both sides of your leg in order for you to walk. And that's saying your past and being in present so it can happen in the future. If you gave up on yourself, that's the same outlook. That's why it's called solid, liquid, and gas. When you solidify something, you also got to liquidate, and then you also got to gas it out. That's the only way your fire is going to change the ethers for you. And you start it with your eyes. You know, you see it from your eyes. On Aries, arise. So you see it from your eyes. Your mental is already being on the attack, even though you physically coming into existence of whatever your awareness is. That's why the body is delayed. Because you're you're really imagining it before you actually meet what you're seeing. So if your imagination is greater than what you're seeing, you can conquer a lot of stuff. But if you don't have an imagination, you might as well get started on working on your imagination. And that's what creativity, start doing creative things, get around people who are creative, and notice that they're not bending time like you're bending time. And what I mean by bending time is some of us take 10 hours to work, just 10 hours. Open it. And if you know how to open up your... I'll do that there. Oh, yeah. 10 hours. If you know how to expand your 10 hours versus say, that's all I do every 10 hours, you can say, oh, shoot, let me get around a person that's actually expanding in 10 hours. You can do 100... What is it? 100 a minute, right? In a thought. But if you're thinking 10 hours, you're not thinking that way. So you got to get around people who train like that. Get around people who use the speed differently than you. Who talk about kilometers versus talking about speed or kilohertz. On frequency, who's actually playing the drum versus listening to the music all the time. You're going to see the actual, where the work coming from versus, you know, you like the work. But, same exact one. Yeah, so you got like energy that show you frequencies and frequency changes right before your eyes. And that's what some of us are not ready to accept yet. And that's what makes you have to go through the three rounds instead of two. Like, you're going to see it as one, two, masculine and feminine. And then there's the child. Do I accept? Do I not accept? Maybe I'm looking at this in a childish point of view. And then you say, nah, that stuff ain't worth it. Ain't good. But if you're more childlike, you see how it's so real that you can be it. And this will change your tune up. Like, we got a mental tune of us. That's how I become animated and cartoon. If you're an animated person, it helps you not become a cartoon person. If you're a cartoon person, you're in trouble. The reason why I say that is a lot of Looney Tunes going on. If you caught in that Looney Tunes stuff, I mean, this is where we find out where Seth is known as set, up, set, set up. Oh, that's in there. But you gotta know our set. Our set represents why all that was there. My set basically gives you a seat to sit in. So once you know the seat, you know the heat. Heat in the seat and how you set the stuff. You gotta see yourself as a tuning fork and a turning fork for your tuning. And what I mean by that is some of us don't know how to tune up, so you got to turn up in order to tune up. So that's why you said earlier, like, what if I'm going a route and the right route? It can happen. Yeah, the right route ends up being your three left. So now see what your one right was. That was the whole purpose. You got to go through it at least three times in order to see your outcome. You got to go ahead, go ahead.
What I feel is there are no wrong routes.
That, well, that's what I was saying. There's three left. That's what I was saying. We're on the same thing. We're on the same. Remember I was saying you had to take three
we
left.
We have a different language. So,
yeah,
so
no doubt.
That,
no doubt. Our language
that
need to be different.
I think that this, us projecting both helps everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There
it's collective.
No wrong roads.
Exactly. That's what I want to explain more than anything. There is no wrong roads when people feel like they're more the adult speaking it. Oh, you're doing the wrong thing. No, you're not. You're doing the left compared to the right.
There it is. I need to buy one of those.
Ooh. Give thanks to the ancestors, the universe, the energy, and the galaxy. For the children and the babies, for what we do is we shall do. Do the universe and our children too. I say you. Respect. I say you.
All right, well, I'll be that, you know, let's just go ahead and bring it to a close unless there's
sure.
anything related to Jeb and Nut that you want to, you know, leave, and then after that,
right.
that you want to add
to
kind of close out, and then after
that, we'll go. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I do got a customer. Just give me like a couple seconds. So we got 1, 2, 3, and 4.
So
we're gonna do 10 a piece on that. So 150.
It's live and raw, you guys. So
yeah. So when we're looking at, there you go. That's it, raw and raw.
Yeah.
That's what the raw is. Raw. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for even having me up here. It's been a lot. I can say right now my bike broke down just getting here.
I was like, dang, it went from the pedals to now
the crank went. It's like, okay, my phone
your
off.
Bike,
I said, God dang, we're going to go this to the wheels fall apart. That's right. We're here, though. We're here. We're here and alive. That was the whole purpose to be alive. That's the whole purpose. Good thing, brother.
Yep.
You get a call
from me? I thought you were on public transportation early. I was like, you sound like you're on public transportation.
Ha! Yeah, man.
Yeah,
if you gotta put it out. You gotta put it out to become
yeah.
yourself. You don't. This takes dignity, discipline,
you know.
Your own form of a pride.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Your own form of a pride. Everything. Because if you're not a disciple, what? It'll show you that your reward ain't gonna be great. You see what I'm saying? And that's how you know that if you're still doing what is supposed to be necessary, what's supposed to be needed, what's supposed to be your outcome for the better, you see how the greater part will be for you, you know, because you got to have an outcome too. Like, what is you doing in life that's not going to have you messed up because you did that? You know what I mean? Like, some people take a gun and shoot another person, and they don't realize they just shot another. I had a friend of mine, a sister that I got involved with, and she was basically getting out of a relationship. And she ended up telling me the relationship she got out of, she was in another relationship prior to getting involved with me. And I said, okay, wait a minute. I'm like the third leg. And then come to find out, she said the person shot this person. He went to jail. And I said, get out of here. First of all, you messing with a person that went to jail, right? And I don't know this person, and I'm thinking I don't know this person. I actually knew the person she was talking about. Not only did I know the person that got shot next to me was the person that got shot. And I knew nothing about this person except for he had a mean energy. I said, somebody need to do something to this character. And end up being the brother that she was messing with. I said, oh my gosh. I didn't mean shoot him. I was just saying, like, you know, wake him up a little bit. Stir him up a little bit. Come on, bro. That's why, you know, when you're in this, it's going to show you twice, three, even four times. Five times, six times if you don't know it. The patience is the ancestors. The impatience is us not connecting to the ancestors. When we're like, man, I ain't got time for this. Man, I don't want to go through all the reading this
the
stuff.
And you,
yeah.
know, you know what I'm learning? It's not that I'm well, that I'm learning and also seeing. They will let us know.
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely. They will let you know when you're off.
That I can't share,
that's right.
This, they
yes.
will let you know. Oh, baby.
Yes.
This is not what
yes, automatically. And because of the rules that we come up with, because of the rituals that we come up with, like just right now, a brother bought something from me. I already told him that, you know, that piece that he had on his neck was 100. He was like, cool. He was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? So I'm like, he's still grabbing stuff. All right, cool. So now with him grabbing stuff, it's not me thinking, oh, I'm going to get greedy on him. No, this brother deserves a discount. And I'm going to give it to him, even though he never asked for one. That's how you know when you got rich people, how to charge them. When you got poor people, how to charge them. And I'm not saying the brother was poor. I'm saying the brother knew what he liked. And that's my interest. That's what interests me to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't know what everybody's doing in their society. I don't know how they're flowing, they're getting their whatever they call currency. All I know is what Newton Gebb gives me, that's how I work with it. You know what I mean? So that's like the mental art, the Buddha style in myself. That's why I call myself Buddha Eternal. Now, a lot of people don't even like me because I said that. Oh, you Buddha Eternal. Oh, Buddha. What you got now, Buddha? I said, come on, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm saying Eternal. Okay, all right. You got to make it like it's new now. You get a new car. You ain't go, hey, this is my new car. Okay, keep doing it.
I'm just
keep
amazed.
Doing it.
I'm amazed at the impression. That, you know, someone with a true, genuine heart, who has a true, genuine soul, I am blown away. I had no idea it was like this.
Well, you gotta be genuine.
You know,
you gotta
I mean,
be genuine, man.
But,
that's it.
You know,
bottom line, just you'll find a Buddha always around. They're think about it, because they were just hustling. No, we were the grinder, kung fu grinder, not the kung fu hustler. The grinder just keep grinding. The hustler just gonna keep on doing the hustling. My past is not written with hustler genes, none of that. I'm not into that. But I know how we ground up molecules and ground up beef. And, you know, we grinders. I used to have a grinder in my hand so my finger cramped up. So I know that the reality is, if you know about metal grinding, because that's what I was doing. I was a metal bender. That's what I didn't know I was doing. Earth bender, which I'm still doing with the bamboo right now. Copper bending, so there's still the same aspects of metallurgy. We're talking about from wood to metal. So now from metal to wood in reverse for me. But that was for me being in the industrial world, wanting to find out the industrial world. And not saying that because that brother just did 150, I got a bunch of money coming in the door. That's the first amount of money I got through the whole 7 days. So you can see that we got to sit long enough for y'all to see us. Not saying that I'm impatient. I'm showing you that this takes patience is what I'm saying. Just like go get that check, that paycheck. What'd you do? You did 24 hours? You did 48 hours? What'd you do? 7 days? 2 weeks? And now you get the check? See how I don't make balance? You get that one check, it's gone already, automatically. And now, what about your spiritual check? Your spiritual balance? Your physical is being off the labor. What about the mental? You got to open some accounts up. Yeah. I get you.
I'm going to close with this beautiful song. But,
okay.
You know, Johnny Taylor says about, you know, it's about what you put in your love account. You'll listen to, stay on the listen to it. But thank you to the world. Thank you guys for listening. Definitely appreciate you guys for listening. We hope that you learned something, gathered something out of this from the hands to where this radio to your heart. From the hands to where this radio to your heart.
If you look at Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, they gave it as an excellent adventuous. Adventuous or adventurous. So when you thought about it, it's more like learning your venture. What is the tour? Bill and Ted. Bill is live. But lib represents live. Your limb also connected to your lib. These are your four parts of your body condition. So when we think about bill, also debt is head, backwards. So now, if you look at nut is ton, right? And if you look at gab is beg. So we should not beg. I show you.
People today, I'm taking a great deal of time to think.
Eternal, do me a favor and mute your phone, please.
I gotta get back to.
Yeah, all right. All right, guys. All right, now listen to this song closely, you guys. Eternal, be sure that you mute your phone. All right.
People today are taking a great deal of pride, material pain. Only fine cars. But yet few of us can say that we are truly, truly happy. All because we don't devote enough time in the care and preservation of love. That's why we all
put something in your love house. And your love will surely grow.
More than you'll ever know. His woman at home while he waited in love all the time. Yes, he did not. But you see, one day he found out that he really, really needed someone to care. And he went to her for loving. And he found she wasn't mine. You got to. Again. I once knew a woman, she passed by every good man she had a chance to meet. You know, a lot of girls are like that. She was looking for a man with money who could play the whole world down at her feet. But she didn't understand that his bank account was overdrawn. And that love ain't holding you together. Everything will soon be gone. You got to
put something in your love account.
Yes, you have.
And your love is
surely
grows.
Your love is surely grows.
Surely grow. If you want to be rich in love, you got to save it, never waste it. It's much too hard to replace it. If you want to be